Praise the Lord. Message number 123. The title of the message is the parable of the great banquet. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord, and at this time, and the word that you send to us to your church in order to teach us more of your ways and to make our service and our ministry more effective. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message to direct your people into the right direction and in order to reach the lost and to invite others into your kingdom. We thank you and we bless you for this time. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. We thank you and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. While Jesus was invited to a banquet in one of the Pharisees' homes, he gave certain teaching about humility and how to humble down by taking the least seat when you are invited, so that the master of the banquet, when he will see you humbling down, he will ask you to get a seat which is better. He will lift you up. And the Lord went further and gave teaching about whom to invite and whom not to invite when you are giving a banquet. Because when he saw the people taking the best position, and they want to show off, they want to take the place of honor, he directs the people and he gives teaching about how to direct the affair of our lives into the way that God wanted to be. In Luke chapter 14, and verse 1 to verse 24, we can read that the Lord had been invited to one of the Pharisees' house, and there he healed a man who had dropsy. He healed him on the Sabbath day. And then when he noticed how the people are picking up places of honor at the table, he told them a parable that if somebody invites you to the wedding feast, do not take the place of honor. And after he corrected them and showed them the way to humble down, he told the host who invited him in verse 12 to verse 14 whom he should invite and whom he should not invite. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, although they cannot repay you. you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Jesus was pointing here in this theme of parables about two kind of invitations. The first invitation is the worldly invitations, where the focus is the people themselves and how they are doing their best to show off and do their best to receive the honor and the approval of men. Here the Lord recommend, when you give a banquet, don't invite friends, brothers, relative or rich neighbors, because by inviting them you are honoring them and spend on them, so that later on they will also honor you and spend on you. And in such a practice, the focus is self-glorification and not about God and about His word and commands. And that is what was going on when the Pharisee was inviting Jesus to have a banquet with him in his house. It's not about God, but about people. Here they invite Jesus, but Jesus was not happy with that invitation, and he directs the people, he directs the host. He's telling him, next time don't spend on these categories. You are not doing it for God, you are doing it for yourself. Later on they will also invite you, they will also honor you, and by this you are receiving personal honor. The honor not belong to God here, is for man. Even Jesus was invited, but the focus was not the Lord, was not God, but the people themselves. And many nowadays, they do world invitation. Wedding parties, birthday parties, graduation parties, all done in the name of the Lord. And they will say, we are doing it to glorify God. But Jesus is not glorified. The same when the Pharisee invited the Lord, Jesus corrected him. He told him, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite 1, 2, 3, 4. You are not doing it for God. If you want to do it for God, in verse 13, but when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The second invitations are God's kingdom invitations, where the focus is to invite people and spend on them in order to bring them to God and in His kingdom. Therefore, Jesus recommends that if we want to do a banquet, then we ought to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And of course, those categories of people, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and those who are very poor, they will not be able to come to us. So we need, if you want to invite them, we need to go to them. And when we go to them, we need to share with them not only the material things that God had blessed us with, but above all, we need to share with them the Word of God, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, that brings salvation and eternal life to the people. The real banquet that no one should miss is the banquet in heaven that we would have with the Lord Jesus Christ, when He would come and take us with Him to heaven and spend eternity with Him. in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 9, the angel said to Apostle John, "Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." When we invite anyone to the church or to follow the word of God, or we invite any people to follow Christ, we are inviting them to the wedding supper of the Lamb. When the Lord will come in His second coming, He will take us with Him. He will take us along with everyone who is waiting for the Lord to come, and we will have the wedding supper of the Lamb. We will have the banquet with the Lord. So when we invite somebody, we are inviting him to be with us finally in the wedding supper of the Lamb that the Lord will do to us in heaven when he will come. Therefore, when Jesus was speaking about the banquet in the Pharisee's house, he directed the people about the banquet in heaven that the Lord will give and will reward those who serve him and those who accepted the invitation to follow Christ. Therefore, while he was speaking this in the Pharisees' house, one who were attending grasped the message of the Lord Jesus, of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he grasped the purpose of his preaching that day, that everyone should have our place in the banquet in heaven that the Lord will give to us and to everyone who respond to him and is willing to follow him. Therefore, that man, when he hear the Lord speaking on that day in the Pharisee house in Luke chapter 14 and verse 15, it mentions that when one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." So he grasped what Jesus is speaking. He grasped that all what we have should be directed to invite the people to follow Christ and finally to be with us, to eat with us at the table of the Lord at the feast in the kingdom of God. Jesus agreed upon that statement that the man made and gave the parable of the banquet that we can read in Luke chapter 14 verse 16 to verse 24. Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I cannot come.' The servant came back and reported to his master this. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there is still room. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. From what we read, we can conclude certain points from this parable, the parable of the great banquet in heaven. The first point here is, don't miss the invitation. There are many things that you might be busy with and that may take you away from God's will and His service. Don't miss this invitation and don't get busy with fields, oxen, marriage, family life, business, making money, busy with cars and the rest of the worldly things and the rest of the attractive thing in this world. Don't make these things make you busy and keep you away from God and from His kingdom. You should don't miss the invitation to be in the banquet that Jesus prepared for us in heaven. Those who were invited and failed to respond because they were not willing to give up their worldly plans, this is what they will receive. The Lord taught about them in Luke 14:24. I tell you, not one of them, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. When the servant of the Lord went to invite them, they are telling him their story, and they use this word, excuse me. What they told him? They told the servant their story, and after that, in a polite way, they will say, please excuse me. But they are not aware that they are telling to God, please exclude me. When you don't respond to God because you are busy with 1, 2, 3, 4, you have many excuses, and you say to the Lord, excuse me, you are telling to Him, exclude me from being part of your kingdom. The second point here that we want to emphasize from this parable, don't be afraid to obey God. The master, when he sent his servant to invite the people, he sent him with this message. What he is telling them, he told them, tell them, come, for everything now is ready. Come, for everything is now ready. God had to prepare everything for you to enjoy life and to enjoy it to the full. What is left for you to do is only to obey God, to obey Him, to receive and to enjoy all what He had to prepare for you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, however, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. God has prepared everything for us. When you respond to to God's call and God's invitation to follow Him. You are getting the privilege of enjoying everything that the Lord had prepared. In fact, everything is ready. You will enjoy all these things that God had prepared for you and made it ready for you when you respond for the invitation. Don't make excuses and don't be afraid to obey God. God had prepared good things for you and to bless you. And finally, what God had prepared for you is to be with us at the great supper, at the wedding supper of the Lamb. When the Lord will come, we will be together and we will meet the Lord in the sky. Don't miss the invitation. The third point that we want to emphasize from the parable: don't be enticed with what others are doing. The servant whom the master sent to invite people was not enticed to follow the bad example of others who left God's invitation and got busy with worldly things. When you go to evangelize, you will find that people are busy with the worldly things. You will find people enjoying the riches of this world, material things. Don't be enticed and follow their example. And don't forget your place in heaven and what God had prepared for you. What God had prepared for us, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. So be clear-minded and don't be enticed with what the people whom you are going to invite are involved with. The fourth point from this parable, what we learn from it, is to continue to invite people to God's banquet. There are certain people who had already adopted defensive mechanism to avoid God's call. Those people, you should leave them to God to discipline them and correct them. But you go further and God quickly into the street and the alleys of the town, and you bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. There are people who are becoming so Pharisees. They have their excuse ready and they have their excuse and they want to convince you also that their ways is correct. They have their own defensive mechanism. Those people, as you went to them and invited them one time, two time, three time, and you cannot penetrate, leave them for God to discipline them. But there are others around in the towns nearby to you. Who are they? The poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame that Jesus said invite. Those you go, they are poor. They are in need of God. They are humble. Trials and hardship had humbled them and they are in desperate need of God. They will accept. Go to those people. There is always people who will accept the message. We should not miss these categories of those people. And I pray that the Lord will convict us, convict everyone who serve Him, to continue to evangelize and lead us to our new people and bring the gospel to them and invite them into God's kingdom and to be with us with God's banquet. The fifth point that you want to emphasize from this parable: you must know and do your responsibility well. The servant taught his master, when the master told him, go out quickly into the street and the alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. What he answered? The servant told his master, what you ordered has been done, but there's still room. That servant, when his master sent him to invite certain people and they did not respond, he went further and invited the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. You too and we too, we have to do the same. What God's word is telling us and teaching us, we have to do without somebody to remind us. The master did not remind him he needed to do this. He already done it before the master reminding him to do that. Some people, some workers who serve God, they need somebody to keep reminding them. Have you done this? Have you did this? Did you went to that? Did you call this person? Did you invite that person? Have you visited this family? God's servant should not be reminded. He should do and he should know his responsibility. The sixth point that we want to emphasize is that you need to be willing to go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that God's house will be full. God is calling us, and God is calling you not to give up, but to go further. God wants us to use the highways, the roads. When He says the roads and the country lanes, it means the highways. The highways to connect, that connect between different cities. We need to use them to reach new areas and city and people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We learn a strategy from this parable. First, we invite the people that in the front of us, and God has shown us to invite them. When they don't respond, we need to search more in the same city, in the same street of the city, for those who are crippled, poor, blind, lame, those who are humble, and we need to search for them to find them and bring them to Christ. And when there is no more way to search inside the city, we have to go to the next city. We have to use the highway to go to the next cities, next town, next countries, so that God's house will be filled. The seventh point: be diligent and do the task even you are alone. In the parable that we read, there was one servant who were doing a great things for his master. Here in this parable, it is not telling servants, but servant. So one person was doing all this work, was moving around, is full of burden, full of compassion, obedient, willing to obey God, persevering, not discouraged, even people are not willing to follow. He was still going to them and moving to new area to bring the gospel and God's invitation to the people to come to his kingdom. In the same way for you, God expected from you the same. Even you are one and even you are alone, you can do much for him as he is with you. At the end of this message, we need to commit our life and ways to God and be willing to serve him. Let's pray. Commit yourself to God. Tell him, Lord, I am willing to respond to your invitation. Thank you, Lord, for you are inviting me into your kingdom to serve you and to live my life unto you, Lord. Forgive me in the past that I was busy with the certain things not of yours. But here I am today. I commit my ways to go on and reach a new people with the gospel. You guide me. You help me, Lord. And let me reach the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. As you say, go out quickly, Lord. I will go out quickly. And also I will go out to the roads and country lanes to reach new areas and new cities and new towns with the gospel. Lord, take me, Lord, to the streets where you had called me to serve you and bring the fruit that you desire to see. Oh God, I pray that you raise up more workers and servants of yours to serve you wholeheartedly and to bring the fruit that you desire to see in new souls into your kingdom. Oh God, I pray for everyone who commit himself, fill that brother or sister with the Holy Spirit and give the gift of evangelism and gift of speaking your word and declaring and exhorting the people with your will and your word. Oh God, the purpose of sending this message, I pray, shall be accomplished. Take your word and the power of the Holy Spirit and make it spread to reach those people who are waiting and needing of this word of yours. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.